Hello and welcome. My name is Adam.
你们好，我是 Kieran.
This is lesson 17 of the ChineseLearnOnline.com podcast series, Teaching Mandarin Chinese. Each lesson builds upon previously learned material while adding new words as we go along. If you ever find yourself in trouble, then please use the course outline on the site to see what words were taught in each lesson. Now, if you're a sharp listener, you may have noticed that Kieran just used a new character in her introduction. We all know what
你好
means. The literal translation is you good. Here she said
你们好
The
们
is a neutral tone character that is added after
你
to make it plural. So it's the difference between you singular and you plural. Similarly, we could say
我们
to mean we rather than
我
meaning I. We could also say
他们
to mean they rather than
他
meaning he or she. So when saying hello, you can say
你好
using a singular
你
or you could also say
你们好
to address a group. And of course, we also have
大家好
to mean hello everyone. So thank you, Kieran.
不客气。
Alright, so we'll begin today's lesson with a short conversation. We'll then break it down for you, line by line. Like we did recently, this one is also a two-part dialogue. We'll listen to the first part today, and then finish off in our next lesson. You can try and follow along by viewing the lesson notes directly on your MP3 player if you can, or by viewing the transcripts on our website. As well, if you can, try and repeat the lines and characters as you hear them. So let's get started here.
请你自我介绍一下，你结婚了吗？
对不起，我听不懂，结婚是什么意思？
So pretty simple there. Let's listen to it again. Please repeat after Kieran.
请你自我介绍一下。你结婚了吗？对不起，我听不懂。结婚是什么意思？
So lots of new vocabulary there. We'll now break it down for you, starting with the first line.
请你自我介绍一下。
So we've seen the first two characters before.
请你
What does
请
mean? It means please. So that gives us please you. Now something to note here, they are both third tones. However, when we have two third tones together, the first one frequently changes to a second tone, since that makes it simpler to pronounce. So, for example,
你好
is two third tones, but that slows us down to say the two full third tones. So usually you hear
你好
So the
你
here becomes
你
a second tone. So getting back to our example here, we have
请你
So the
请
becomes a second tone.
请，请你自我介绍一下。请你自我。
The character
自
is a fourth tone, and when combined with the
我
means self. So
你自我
means you yourself. We then have a new word,
介绍.
That's two fourth tones, and together that means introduce. The last two characters are
一下. 一.
We should know means one or a, while
下
is a fourth tone, and in this context combines with the
一
to mean a moment or a short time.
请你自我介绍一下。
So the literal translation of the whole sentence is, please you self-introduce a moment, or please give us a quick introduction.
请你自我介绍一下。
She then asks,
你结婚了吗?
So we have a new word here.
结婚.
That's a second tone.
结.
And the first tone.
婚. 结婚.
And that means to be married. The neutral particle,
了.
Indicates a change in situation. If you were married, your situation would already have changed from being single to being married. As you may have noticed, the Chinese language doesn't use tenses as we do in English. So to indicate past tense, they make use of particles such as
了.
So that gives us, are you married?
你结婚了吗?
By adding the
了.
We know she's asking, are you already married? As opposed to, are you getting married? Or, are you going to get married? In which case, your situation wouldn't have changed, and so you wouldn't need to use the
了
particle.
你结婚了吗?
To which the man replies,
对不起,我听不懂.
Ah yes, my favorite expression when I was learning Chinese. We know
对不起
means I'm sorry or excuse me. We then have
我听不懂.
We have a couple of new characters there.
听
is a first tone and is the verb to listen. That's followed by
不懂.
We know
不
is a negation character and
懂
is a third tone, meaning to understand. So
我听不懂
means I don't understand what I'm hearing. It's a common phrase that's used when someone says something to you that you don't understand. So
对不起,我听不懂.
Means, I'm sorry, I don't understand. Quite a useful phrase to know when learning Chinese.
对不起,我听不懂.
The last line of the dialogue was
结婚是什么意思?
So we've actually seen all these words before. We know
结婚
means married. Although in this line, the speaker actually doesn't know that, as you'll soon see. What does
什么
mean? It's a question word asking what. We saw the last word in our last lesson. Do you remember what
意思
means? It means meaning. So putting that all together gives us
结婚
is what meaning. The speaker doesn't understand what
结婚
means, so he's asking, what does
结婚
mean?
结婚是什么意思？
This is a very useful expression to know. You may also often hear,
什么意思?
Meaning, what does that mean? We will continue this dialogue in our next lesson. For now, let's listen to the first part one more time before we wrap up. First, repeat after Kirin.
请你自我介绍一下。你结婚了吗？对不起，我听不懂。结婚是什么意思？
And let's hear the dialogue again at normal speed.
请你自我介绍一下，你结婚了吗？
对不起，我听不懂。结婚是什么意思？
Okay, so thank you all for listening today. We try to keep these lessons moving along and don't dwell too long on some of these points. That's where the premium notes come into play. They pick up where our podcasts leave off, giving you more examples and more explanations of items.That we don't spend enough time on in the actual lesson. So please take a look at them to get a full experience of this course and try out some of the exercises and review activities we've created for you. And then join us next time for lesson 18, where we'll finish off this dialogue. So see you then.
再见。